This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's paid family and medical leave program is facing a legal challenge even before it gets underway. CPR's Benta Berkland has more on the lawsuit against the program, which voters approved last year.
When it's up and running, the program will let people take up to 12 weeks of paid leave. Employers and employees pay a fee out of each paycheck to fund it. Dan Burrows is the legal director with the Conservative Public Trust Institute. He says the policy is unconstitutional because it doesn't charge everyone the same fee.
It lets local governments off the hook. It lets self-employed people off the hook. People have to pay more out of their own wages if they work for a big company versus a small company.
Burrows filed the lawsuit on behalf of a small building company in Grand Junction that says the paid leave program will limit its ability to grow because companies with 10 or more employees have to pay more into the system. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver Water is suing Boulder County over a proposed reservoir expansion. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Gross Reservoir was built in the 1950s in Boulder County, and Denver Water has been working to expand it since 2002. But Boulder's Board of County Commissioners has to approve a permit before that can happen. Denver Water applied for the permit last year. The lawsuit claims that Boulder County has stalled the permitting process to prevent Denver Water from expanding the reservoir. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Denver's Underground Music Showcase just released this year's lineup. Internationally known acts like Pine Grove and Remy Wolf will headline a roster of more than 100 bands and musicians. This year's festival will be in person after going virtual last year. The UMS starts August 27th. This is CPR News.